WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Jim Ryan. A shakeup on former President Trump's legal team. He has dropped one attorney and added another ahead of his surrender today in Georgia on charges of conspiring to try to overturn the 2020 election.
Sheriff's deputies are waiting to record his height and weight, fingerprint him, and take his mugshot before he's released on a $200,000 bond. Security is tight, though law enforcement officials say they're tracking no specific threats. Supporters have issued calls to rally, but prior Trump court appearances have drawn sparse crowds of protesters.
That's ABC's Aaron Kutursky. Trump skipped last night's GOP debate, appearing instead in a taped sit-down with Tucker Carlson.
Donald Trump is far and away the leading candidate. Did anything change? Not last night. But I think that if this keeps happening, if we continue to have more debates, Republican voters will get to see what that world looks like.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. In California, a deadly shooting at a Los Angeles area biker bar. Three were killed. Deputies shot and killed the suspect. This is ABC News. A major slowdown in the trial of Brian Koberger, who is accused of killing four University of Idaho students. In a hearing yesterday, he waived his right to a speedy trial that was supposed to start in October. That is on hold now. Watchdog groups are accusing YouTube of breaking promises about serving up ads to kids. The groups say the ads could violate federal law. It's another day of dangerous heat and humidity across large parts of the country. Here's ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
We're looking at temperatures tomorrow measured in the shade without humidity. 102 in St. Louis, 102 in Kansas City, 100 potentially in Chicago. That'll be the first 100 in over a decade. Fold in the humidity and then we get dangerous. 115 in St. Louis. But again, short-lived, a bit of a break for the Midwest, but not for the South. Dallas, New Orleans, and Tampa, well up and over 100, 110 in some spots.
When it comes to feeling safe in a big city, a lot of people think the place to be is Texas. 74% tell a Gallup poll they think Dallas is safe, even if they'd never been there. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is opening a new center in support of technological assistance within tribal nations, thanks to a two-year, $625,000 grant. University of Wisconsin-Madison received a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation in support of the Tribal Technical Assistance Program Center, which will open in Wisconsin. The Department of Transportation will work through the new center to support transportation investments, technological assistance, and technology service across the 11 federally recognized tribal nations in Wisconsin. A proposed bill in Wisconsin could make it a felony for school employees to sexually harass a student. The bill would cover a loophole in the state law which makes it technically legal for a school employee to make inappropriate comments towards a student, so long as no physical contact is made. The bill would also make reporting a school employee for inappropriate comments mandatory, and any employees convicted under the crime would permanently lose their license to work at schools. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife. Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m., the dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/nightlight.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Talking about. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Steppenwolf, a classic that never gets old. No matter how many times you hear it, it still sounds great, especially when you crank it up. The more loud it is, the better it sounds. We've got 68 degrees in Amory right now, 73 degrees in Eau Claire. And many areas of the state looking for highs today in the mid-90s. And let's see, the next story that I want to talk about is what's going on in the housing market in Wisconsin. Do you own a home? Are you thinking about purchasing a home? Well, there's a new story from the Green Bay Press-Gazette with the latest information on what's going on with the housing market. says Wisconsin housing market at a glance. Some regions see inventory increase and prices moderate. It says here a lack of homes for sale in Wisconsin continues to push home sales volumes down and prices up. But inventory woes have started to ease up in rural parts of the state. Existing home sales dropped 20.8% in July and are down 23.6% in the first 7 months of the year, according to sales data the Wisconsin Realtors Association released on Thursday. Yeah, that's today. The median sale price topped $300,000 in July, a 7.5% increase from July of last year. The few options, rising prices, and higher interest rates continue to make it difficult for the large pool of buyers to find, let alone afford, a home, Dave Clark, an economist who consults with the WRA, the Wisconsin Realtors Association, expects those conditions to persist into 2024, making it more difficult for younger home buyers. Quote, unfortunately, the affordability issue is probably going to hinder our sales volume for the next year or so at least, Clark said. We're starting to see a little improvement in the inventory situation in smaller cities and rural areas that ought to move us more quickly towards a normalizing market. Inventory, measured in months, gauges the number of homes for sale at a given time divided by the average number of home sales a market or region records. Inventory helps determine whether the housing market favors buyers, and in that case, it would be more than 6 months of inventory, or whether it favors sellers. In that case, it would be less than 6 months of inventory, or if it's balanced, which would have right around 6 months of inventory. It says here, conditions in Wisconsin continue to favor sellers, with a lot more home buyers looking than homes for sale. Statewide, there's a little more than 3 months of inventory, with major metro areas like Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay all below 3 months of inventory. Inventory woes also persist in price ranges affordable to more working families, with only 2.3 months of homes for sale statewide in the range of $125,000 to $200,000. There is a bright spot, though. Rural counties in Wisconsin reportedly saw inventories increase to 4.8 months, led by the 17-county northern Wisconsin region, which in July saw inventory increase 16.3% to 5 months. Clark said, typically, rural inventories are about double the inventory of metro areas. The increases, along with moderating median purchase prices in northern Wisconsin and western Wisconsin, could indicate the beginnings of a slow movement toward a more balanced market, he said. Quote, we're starting to see a little improvement in the inventory situation in smaller cities and rural areas, Clark said. That ought to move us more quickly towards a normalizing type of market. And still, Clark said a balanced market and relief for homebuyers will take time. Don't expect it to happen quickly, Clark said. The average interest rate for 15- and 30-year fixed-rate mortgages rose to their highest levels in a year in August, beating the prior highs of 6.38% and 7.08%, respectively, set in early November of 2022. The average interest rate on 15- and 30-year fixed-rate mortgages on August 17th were 6.46% for the 15-year and 7.09% for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. According to mortgage lender Freddie Mac, the lender said it is the highest rate in 20 years. For comparison, 1 year ago, the 15-year rate was 4.85%, The 30-year rate was at 5.55%. Clark said rising interest rates increase the costs homebuyers pay to borrow money. The more they pay in interest, the less they can afford to pay for the house itself. As interest rates continue to inch up, affordability is hurt as a consequence. July was the second straight month Wisconsin's median home purchase price topped $300,000. And median prices continue to increase in metro areas like Milwaukee, Madison, and Kenosha. The Wisconsin Realtors Association 14-county Northeast Wisconsin region in July saw the highest median purchase price increase of any region of the state. The median purchase price increased 14.6% to $275,000. For the year, Northeastern Wisconsin's median price has increased 10.6% from $235,000 in July of last year to $260,000 last month. The northern and western regions of the state, in contrast, saw median prices moderate. The 17-county northern Wisconsin region saw no change in the median purchase price of $260,000, while the median purchase price in the western region declined nearly 1%, down to $287,500. Clark said those small median price declines or more moderate increases in home purchase prices point to better times ahead. He said he doesn't think buyers need to worry about steep price declines anytime soon. Quote, when the market becomes more balanced, it's not that we'll see a decline in the price of a home. We'll just see a reduction in the appreciation rate, Clark said. Instead of 7 or 8% increases, prices will go up by 2 or 3%. End quote. The median for sale price for existing homes on the market continues to increase in larger areas of the state, too. Realtor.com housing inventory metrics indicate the median list price in Wisconsin remained $375,000, unchanged from June to July. The median list price in the Madison area rose from $476,000 to $479,900, while Green Bay's increased from $398,700 up to $410,000. So it doesn't look like there's any serious issues in the housing market, but it's always good to go over that stuff, try to figure out what's going on, when's a good time to buy, when's a good time to sell. And we're going to take a quick break, stick around. It's about 9:18 right now. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. You are tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 83. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 77 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 69.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
What is he talking about? That's Duke Tomato. Want to tie you up. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got a very wide range of temperatures going on in Wisconsin right now. I think that cool front has already started to creep into the northwestern corner of the state. Here's an example, okay? Hayward, you know, way up north is 65 degrees right now. But La Crosse is at 89 degrees already, for a high today around 95 degrees. Hayward's supposed to get up to around 79, but it does look like things will be cooling down today and tomorrow, depending on where you're at. If you're in the central or southern part of the state, you might have to wait until tomorrow to notice a difference. But the next story that I wanted to get to is an update as to what's going to happen tonight down in Atlanta. This is from Reuters, and it's by Jack Queen. This piece was just posted about 45 minutes ago. It says, Trump to face election subversion charges at Atlanta jail. Donald Trump is due to report to an Atlanta jail on Thursday evening to face charges stemming from his effort to overturn his 2020 election loss in the fourth criminal case brought against the Republican former U.S. president this year. Like other criminal defendants in Atlanta, Trump will have to appear at the Fulton County Jail to be fingerprinted and photographed, a mugshot that is certain to be widely circulated by backers and detractors alike as he campaigns to win back the presidency in the November 2024 election. Trump faces 13 felony counts, including racketeering, which is typically used to target organized crime, for pressuring state officials to reverse his election loss in Georgia to Democratic President Joe Biden. He was charged after investigation led by Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Willis. Trump, who is 77 years old, has denied wrongdoing and has called this criminal case, as well as the other three, politically motivated. He is due to enter a plea in the Georgia case on September 5th and has pleaded not guilty in the other or in the three other cases. He has agreed to post $200,000 bond and accepted bail conditions that would bar him from threatening witnesses or his 18 co-defendants in the case. Trump on Wednesday, yesterday, added Atlanta criminal defense attorney Steve Sadow, S-A-D-O-W, to his legal team, a court filing showed. The Federal Aviation Administration ordered that the airspace over the jail be closed beginning around 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, citing VIP movement. The jail has a reputation for grim conditions that have inspired rap songs and prompted an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department. About a dozen Trump supporters, some holding flags, gathered outside the jail awaiting his arrival. Here's a quote from one of these Trump supporters. He said, "I'm here because I'm appalled at what's happening," said Bob Kunst, 81 years old, a retiree who said he had driven from Miami Beach and stood outside the jail with a homemade sign that read, "Lock Biden up." Trump called for nationwide protests after his first criminal indictment in New York in March, prompting fears of violent unrest along the lines of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Authorities have reported no violent incidents outside the courthouses in Manhattan, Miami, and Washington, where he has been arraigned this year. Trump's planned jailhouse visit comes a day after his rivals in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination met in Milwaukee for their initial debate. Trump skipped that event, instead sitting for a pre-taped interview with conservative commentator Tucker Carlson on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Quote, "I've been indicted four times. All trivial nonsense," Trump said. Well, we'll see. That's the latest update for you on what's going to happen tonight in Atlanta. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A shakeup on former President Trump's legal team. He has dropped one attorney and added another ahead of his surrender today in Georgia on charges of conspiring to try to overturn the 2020 election.
Sheriff's deputies are waiting to record his height and weight, fingerprint him, and take his mugshot before he's released on a $200,000 bond. Security is tight, though law enforcement officials say they're tracking no specific threats. Supporters have issued calls to rally, but prior Trump court appearances have drawn sparse crowds of protesters.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Trump skipped last night's GOP debate, appearing instead in a taped sit-down with Tucker Carlson.
Donald Trump is far and away the leading candidate. Did anything change? Not last night. But I think that if this keeps happening, if we continue to have more debates, Republican voters will get to see what that world looks like.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. In California, a deadly shooting at a Los Angeles area biker bar. Three were killed. Deputies shot and killed the suspect. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. 2024 Republican presidential candidates took the stage in Wisconsin on Wednesday night for the first Republican primary debate, with the notable exception of former President Donald Trump. Despite Wisconsin being a traditionally important swing state, candidates focused on national issues like border security and immigration, the economy under President Joe Biden's first term, and foreign policy towards Russia and China. A record-breaking heat wave is still on its way out of Wisconsin this week. Wednesday's high temperature of 101 degrees set a new record in Milwaukee, 3 degrees higher than the previous record of 98 degrees set in 1947, with real field temperatures of over 110 degrees in some places of the state. Thursday likely won't be quite as hot as the heat wave begins to break, but some schools in Wisconsin have canceled classes for a second day in a row due to the heat. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/nightlight.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Ruby and the Romantics. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 9:34 and a half right now. We've got 73 degrees in Eau Claire, and it's up to 87 degrees in Richland Center. And I found an interesting piece from Joel McNally. I've mentioned his opinion pieces before. Joel McNally, longtime journalist in Milwaukee. He has a new piece in the Shepherd Express about Wisconsin being sedition central for overthrowing democracy. This piece was posted on Monday by Joel McNally at shepherdexpress.com. And that's what the headline says. Wisconsin was sedition central for overthrowing democracy. By the way, if you have an opinion, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. This piece from Joel McNally starts out by saying the detailed criminal indictment of Donald Trump and 18 co-conspirators in Georgia makes it clear Wisconsin Republicans played a much more central role nationally in the attempt to overthrow President Biden's election than many realized. No surprise, one of the driving forces behind Trump's attempt to overthrow democracy was Milwaukee's ultra-right-wing Bradley Foundation, which has funded far-right organizations and promoted white supremacy locally and nationally for decades. The direct connection between Trump's violent insurrection on January 6, 2021, and the reactionary Bradley Foundation is Kenneth Cheesebro. The so-called brains, to use the term loosely, behind Trump's fake electors scheme in Wisconsin and six other states that President Joe Biden won. In 2016, Cheesebro, a Harvard-educated attorney from Wisconsin Rapids, joined the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the right-wing law firm founded by the Bradley Foundation, 5 years earlier. Its primary purpose locally was to shape the political agendas of the corruptly gerrymandered Republican legislature and the right-wing majority controlling the state Supreme Court for 15 years until frustrated voters elected four pro-democracy justices to create a new majority. Before the election indictments by federal prosecutor Jack Smith and Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis identified Cheesebro as the architect of Trump's fake electors plot, few Americans had ever heard of him. But when Cheesebro attended the organizational meeting of Wisconsin's 10 fake Trump electors in Madison State Capitol on December 14th of 2020, those phony electors were following detailed instructions laid out in memos from Cheesebro to try to make the fraudulent government documents they were signing appear as authentic as possible. The other 72 fraudulent Trump electors in six other states Biden won were doing the same thing. By then, Cheesebro had dropped the phony Republican cover story that the fake electors were created in case Trump won any of his state or federal lawsuits claiming the election was stolen. That didn't apply in Wisconsin anyway. The Wisconsin Supreme Court threw out all of Trump's lawsuits several hours before the fake electors met. Justice Brian Hagedorn, who usually voted with the court's right-wing majority, refused to join his three pro-Trump colleagues who voted to ignore the state's certified election results. Instead, Hagedorn wrote the decision joined by what were then three more progressive justices upholding Biden's victory, declaring, quote, "In these hallowed halls, the law must rule," end quote. The Trump election indictment cited a Cheesebro memo dated December 6th of 2020 that revealed the fake electors scheme never had anything to do with Trump's lawsuits claiming election fraud without any evidence. The plan all along was simply to create two slates of electors in seven states, Biden's legitimate electors and Trump's fake ones. And for Trump's Vice President Mike Pence presiding over the congressional counting of electoral votes to throw out Biden's votes and accept Trump's fraudulent ones. The Cheese Bro memo called it a bold, controversial strategy. Smith and Willis call it an unconstitutional election crime against democracy that would have disenfranchised millions of American voters in seven states. It failed because Mike Pence refused to violate the Constitution. Trump's openly racist 2016 campaign for the presidency made him a prime candidate for the Bradley Foundation's financial support from the beginning. In 1994, the Bradley Foundation's support for white supremacy became public with its funding of the Bell Curve, co-authored by Charles Murray. It was a notoriously racist academic study citing as evidence of the genetic inferiority of African Americans that they scored on average 15 points lower than white people on IQ tests created by white people. In 2016, the foundation awarded Murray a Lifetime Achievement Award and $250,000 for, quote, outstanding contributions consistent with our mission, end quote. In 2021, New Yorker investigative reporter Jane Meyer, or Mayer, revealed in The Big Money Behind the Big Lie, the Bradley Foundation distributed millions of dollars in grants throughout the country trying to overturn Biden's election defeat of Trump. It funded rewriting election laws, disqualifying and intimidating legitimate voters, and creating ways for Republicans to manipulate election results. Its biggest crime against democracy was Cheese Bro, an attorney for its nonprofit law firm creating all those fake presidential electors. Mayer wrote the Bradley Foundation, quote, a low profile family foundation in Wisconsin has assumed a central role in the current struggles over American democracy, end quote. She cited it as an example of the growing threat from right-wing extremists funded by the fortunes of wealthy reactionaries. Wisconsinites know that better than anybody. Three of the state's biggest political donors are billionaires, Diane Hendricks and Richard and Elizabeth Uline, who funded the right-wing political careers of Scott Walker and Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. All three were richly rewarded with hundreds of millions of dollars in state and federal tax cuts. Wisconsin voters know what to do about it, too. Turnout in record numbers in 2024, just like they've done in three straight elections in 2018, 2020, and 2022, to vote against every Republican who supports the criminal destruction of American democracy. That is an op-ed piece from Joel McNally in the Shepherd Express. Wisconsin was sedition central for overthrowing democracy. In the Shepherd Express at shepherdexpress.com. Got 9:43 right now, and I want to ask my producer, Aaron, do you eat seafood, fish?
I eat some, more so fish than other seafood. And a lot of the time when I eat it is locally caught. It'll be like we go out to a restaurant and they have their fish fry on Friday, or I go fishing with my dad and some friends and then we catch enough over the weekend to have a nice dinner or something like that.
Sure. And that's probably the best way to do it. Produce. It's good to have stuff that is produced locally, close to where you live. And that's one reason why you might want to steer clear of seafood from Japan right now. I have a story here from the Associated Press, and it says China bans seafood from Japan after the Fukushima nuclear plant begins its wastewater release. So you remember the whole Fukushima thing. This nuclear power plant got destroyed by a tsunami that hit it. And at the time, it did leak radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. And evidently, they stopped that from happening sometime after the tsunami hit it. But now they want to demolish this, or decommission, at least, this power plant. And in order to do so, they've got to get rid of the water that's inside that is radioactive. Now, people who run the plant say that the water is treated and that it's okay to release it into the ocean. But I don't know, would you want to drink, or excuse me, would you want to eat fish from that area? Reminds me of The Simpsons. They've got those fish with three eyeballs swimming around near that place where Homer works, the nuclear power plant. I'll give you a little bit of this story before we head to the break from the Associated Press. It says, the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant began releasing its first batch of treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean on Thursday, that's today, a controversial step that prompted China to ban seafood from Japan. People inside and outside the country protested the wastewater release, with Japanese fishing groups fearing it will further damage the reputation of their seafood, and groups in China and South Korea raising concerns, making it a political and diplomatic issue. In response to the wastewater release, Chinese customs authorities banned seafood from Japan. Customs authorities announced on Thursday the ban started immediately and will affect all imports of aquatic products, including seafood, according to the notice. Authorities said they will, quote, dynamically adjust relevant regulatory measures as appropriate to prevent the risks of nuclear contaminated water discharge to the health and food safety of our country, end quote. There's a little bit more. It says, shortly after China's announcement, Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings President Tomoaki Kobayakawa said the utility was preparing to compensate Japanese business owners appropriately for damages suffered by export bans from the foreign government over the wastewater release. He said China is Japan's key trading partner, and that he will do his utmost by providing scientific explanations of the release so that the ban will be dropped as soon as possible. So, I don't know. I would think twice about eating seafood from that area. Got to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
You could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 74. 77 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin.
Music from Bob Dylan to know on a Thursday morning. Hey, did you get your Bob Dylan tickets yet? The pre-sale started at 9 o'clock, I think, or 10 o'clock. Maybe it's going to happen at 10 o'clock. Depends on where you are, I guess. But anyway, the big news is that Bob Dylan's coming to Milwaukee for a couple of shows. He's going to be down in Chicago for 3 shows. Today is the day for the advance sale, on sale to the public tomorrow. So I'm sure all the Dylan fans in the audience are already aware of that and have made their plans to get their tickets. Got 9:54 right now. And speaking of Bob Dylan, I have a story here from Vanity Fair by a guy who used to be a manager of Bob Dylan's, I believe, tour manager. And it's actually an excerpt from a book. And the author is Jonathan Taplin, He is an educator and a writer and a film producer. He's a director emeritus of USC's Annenberg Innovation Lab. His peripatetic career, that means he moved around a lot, includes stints as tour manager for Bob Dylan and the band. He was also vice president of media M&A at Merrill Lynch. He was a professor at USC, also founder of the pioneering video on demand company called Entertainer. And the reason why I want to give you a little bit of this before we wrap things up for today is because it's an interesting warning, something you might want to think about. It's an excerpt from his book, and it says, and by the book, or by the way, the book is entitled The End of Reality. The headline in Vanity Fair says how Musk, Thiel, Zuckerberg, and Andreessen, four billionaire techno oligarchs, are creating an alternate autocratic reality. In an excerpt from his new book, The End of Reality, the author warns about the curses of artificial intelligence and transhumanism, presenting the moral case against superintelligence. I'll give you just a little bit of this before we run out of time. It says, four very powerful billionaires, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Andreessen, are creating a world where, quote, nothing is true, all is spectacle, end quote. If we are to inquire how we got to a place of radical income inequality, post-truth reality, and the looming potential for a second American Civil War, we need look no further than these four, the biggest wallets, to paraphrase historian Timothy Snyder, paying for the most blinding lights. I call them the technocrats, in recognition of the influence of the technocracy movement founded in the 1930s by Elon Musk's grandfather, Joshua Haldeman. The technocrats make up a kind of interlocking directorate of Silicon Valley, each investing in or sitting on the boards of the other's companies. Their vast digital domain controls your personal information, affects how billions of people live, work, and love, and sows online chaos, inciting mob violence and sparking runs on stocks. These four men have long been regarded as technologically progressive heroes, but they are actually part of a broader anti-democratic authoritarian turn within the tech world, deeply invested in preserving the status quo and in keeping their market leadership positions or near monopolies and their multi-billion dollar fortunes secure from higher taxes. Competition is for suckers, Thiel once posited. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for today. If you want to check out the rest of this excerpt from the book, you can find it at vanityfair.com. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. This is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong.
Call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media app.